Have you ever noticed how we talk to ourselves in ways we'd never speak to a friend? We scrutinize every curve, punish ourselves with restrictive diets, and treat our bodies like problems demanding solutions. But what if everything we've learned about health has been backward? What if the path to wellness doesn't run through self-punishment, but through radical self-friendship? Consider this startling reality. 95% of diets fail, not because we lack willpower, but because the entire premise is flawed. Each diet attempt actually increases future weight gain. Dieting once nearly doubles your odds, twice nearly triples them, and habitual dieters face 3 times the obesity risk of those who never diet at all. Beyond the dismal success rates, dieting predicts binge eating, eating disorders, heightened anxiety, food obsession, body image distortion, and depression. We've been fighting a war against our own bodies, and nobody wins. Body Kindness offers a ceasefire, built on 3 pillars: love, health springs from self-love, not self-loathing, connect, forming genuine bonds with your body through observation, and care, making choices that prove you're your body's ally. The formula is elegantly simple. Head plus heart equals habit. When understanding meets compassion, sustainable change becomes possible, creating upward spirals where each positive choice energizes the next. We've been sold a seductive lie that controlling our weight means controlling our health and happiness. Yet the evidence reveals something far more complex. Bodies are magnificently diverse, shaped by genetics and biology in ways no diet can fundamentally alter. When weight loss becomes your goal, you've already positioned your body as the problem, carrying blame and shame that leads not to transformation, but to avoidance. Here's the paradigm shift. Don't set weight loss as a goal at all. Your body isn't broken. Your mind needs to shed the weight of believing there's a magic number that unlocks health and happiness. Every positive choice influences your next decision, creating upward spirals, layered positive emotions that broaden perspective, expand curiosity, and pull energy into your life rather than depleting it. 2 happiness facts challenge conventional wisdom. You control more happiness than you think, and what you believe will make you happy probably won't. Research reveals 40% of happiness comes from daily choices, while only 10% comes from circumstances. Happy people value kindness, experience positive emotions, set meaningful goals, show resilience, and celebrate improvement without expecting perfection. 4 choice traps derail good intentions: herd mentality, following others from FOMO, moral judgments, labeling choices good or bad, the impulse dilemma, choosing immediate gratification, and choice overload, paralysis from too many options. Recognizing these traps helps you filter decisions through what truly matters. The most radical strategy for strengthening well-being is putting yourself first. Without prioritizing self-care, you'll deplete your energy and spiral downward. You can only take people as far as you've come yourself. Start a body kindness journal as sacred space for healing. Write your personal body kindness manifesto, a declaration to care for your body in meaningful ways, practicing love and connection without demanding perfection. Eating well encompasses more than nutrition. Food traditions, preferences, and social connections all shape our choices. While eating should be a trustful connection with your body, rigid food rules create guilt and steal mental energy. The key difference between a food preference and a food rule is fear. Food isn't toxic, but fear of food can be. Our culture obsesses over perfect eating, turning food into moral judgment. We're either good, kale, or bad, cupcakes. The solution? Confront fears by giving yourself permission to eat feared foods regularly until they lose their power. Body Kindness uses a simple 3-part system: be hungry, balance your plate, and savor your meal. Intuitive eating reconnects you with natural cues. Eat for physical rather than emotional reasons, rely on internal hunger signals, and give yourself unconditional permission to eat. Over 30 studies show intuitive eaters improve heart health, blood pressure, lipids, cardiorespiratory fitness, even without weight loss. Eating with Body Kindness transforms every meal into an opportunity for nourishment and pleasure. Humans are naturally inclined toward movement, but modern life has become sedentary. We must now intentionally seek the physical activity our bodies were designed for. The most important decision? Simply move more often, with joy, leaving behind punishing routines for sustainable, enjoyable movement. Despite fitness marketing, appearance-based motivation rarely sustains exercise habits. Research shows focusing on physical appearance actually hinders commitment and harms body image. The truth? You can be fit at any size. Inactivity, not fatness, links to health risks. Regular, enjoyable exercise offers virtually no downsides. Physical activity improves mood, enhances creativity and productivity, builds resilience, and reduces fatigue by up to 65% through increased blood flow and endorphin release. The greatest exercise myth? Expecting weight loss. Research consistently shows exercise alone poorly controls body weight. Participants in one 10-month study running 20-30 miles weekly lost only one-third of predicted weight, with some gaining weight. Contrary to no pain, no gain, moderation beats extremes. The most beneficial exercise is the one you do consistently. Mindful movement rejuvenates rather than depletes, enhances mind-body connection, and creates pleasure instead of punishment. Sleep is essential mind-body rejuvenation with no substitute. While 5% of humans have a genetic mutation allowing them to function on 6 hours, the remaining 95% suffer when sleep-deprived, a condition that turns people into junk food junkies, craving sugar, salt, and carbs. Missing just 1.5 hours reduces daytime alertness by 32%, creating prefrontal dysfunction equivalent to a blood alcohol level of 0.1%. Sleep occurs in 90 to 120-minute cycles. 5 cycles provide maximum benefit. Most people need 8 to 9 hours. The cycle begins with slow-wave sleep, the most restorative phase where immune strengthening, tissue repair, and hormone release occur, followed by REM sleep, when the brain processes memories and emotions through dreams. 3 inner voices sabotage happiness: the ruthless perfectionist, constantly criticizing, the rebel without a cause, fighting every intention, and the tired toddler, demanding immediate gratification. The key isn't silencing them, but recognizing thoughts are just stories. They only have power when you give it to them. Stress itself doesn't hurt you. Your fear that you can't handle it does. Reframe stress as my body responding to something I care about. When facing problems, ask, what's the lesson? How can this help me? Finding meaning in challenges and expressing gratitude builds resilience and triggers DHEA production, fostering learning and growth. The third part of body kindness focuses on aligning actions with personal values. When goals reflect what truly matters, you create emotional connection with your authentic self and strengthen your ability to navigate obstacles. Body kindness goals connect to deeper meaning, not superficial changes like weight loss. Values represent controllable behaviors, not feelings or outcomes. Replace unworkable goals like lose 10 pounds with commitments you control, cooking at home or practicing mindful eating. The most important relationship is with yourself. Imagine being stuck forever in a car with someone you dislike. That's what happens when you don't get along with yourself. You can't hate yourself healthy. 5 practices help: mindfulness, present moment awareness without judgment, self-compassion, responding to challenges with kindness, self-acceptance, acknowledging all aspects of being human, gratitude, appreciating life's gifts, and affirmations, reinforcing self-care. As Anne Lamott notes, the self-respect and peace of mind you long for is not out there, it's within. Strong relationships are vital for well-being. Lack of social connection harms health more than obesity or smoking. Those closest to you significantly influence your body kindness practice. Self-care and caring for others aren't mutually exclusive. When you worry less about being good enough, your inner voice becomes kinder and you have more energy for relationships. Small acts of kindness release endorphins in both giver and receiver. Finding your tribe makes body kindness transformative. Seek places where you can be authentic. Belonging creates perspective, strengthens resilience, and gives life meaning beyond scale numbers. Complete your diet detox by identifying who truly understands you. Support influencers aligned with your values and organizations fighting weight stigma. Teach young people that media images are manipulated. During setbacks, remember perfection was never the goal. Reconnect with your values and ask, "Am I creating a better life?" If not, find one small action to change course. In a world profiting from self-doubt, body kindness is revolutionary. Every time you choose compassion over criticism, you're transforming your life and challenging a system built on inadequacy. Your body has been waiting for you to become its friend.